It's EV News briefly for Friday, October 17th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, here we go. The Car Makers Association in Europe, called the ACEA, a leaked position paper from them, which proposes changes to the upcoming 2035 CO2 reduction rules in EU, argues for 10 requested amendments. That includes counting shabby hybrids as zero-emission vehicles, lowering the way that plug-in hybrids are measured, because at the minute they're tightening that around to ensure that they are measured as being plugged in, and also changing the rules around those 2035 targets, which would effectively halve the amount of EVs on the road in the EU. ACA responded and saying that flexibilities in the rules are needed. Ford is cutting the F-150 Lightning prices. Through September, they've sold 23,000 electric pickups this year, compared to Tesla's 16,000 Cybertrucks. And to maintain momentum, Ford is cutting the prices by $4,000 off the Flash trim and $2,000 off the Lariat trim. The MG S5 is kind of a replacement to the MG ZS EV in this country. Nicer vehicle, though. And now there's an MG S6. They've not debuted it, but Euro NCAP published their latest round of results. And this is one of the vehicles that there's been tested. So this looks like a very nice Model Y competitor. Bigger than the MG S5. The MG S6, though, still rated with the MG S5 specs. So single motor, about 6 seconds, 0 to 60, about 62 kilowatt hour pack inside it. This isn't official launch, so we're putting, you know, 2 and 2 together here. Might be getting 5, but I reckon this would. Well, the MG S5 starts at around $28,000 before offers, and you can find it a lot cheaper, by the way. And then there's the premium IM brand, which is rolling out over here from MG, which is about $47,000. So somewhere between those two, maybe even low 30s for the S6. Looks like a nice vehicle, well, apart from the fact that it's got a massive dent in the side of it. These are crash test pictures. Tesla China is developing and validating the standard versions of the 3 and Y, but not rolling them out just yet, because the long wheelbase version, a proper three-row Model Y, is selling well for now, and they don't need to do that in China. Meanwhile, if you bought a new EV in Texas recently, they're offering up to $2,500 to make up for the federal tax credit going. Of course, Model Y is made on home soil. One of those vehicles that would get the money. In fact, I think you've actually got to have purchased the vehicle, the paperwork that's needed. So even if you got the car in your driveway, this could be an unexpected little pre-Christmas bonus. Vauxhall's Grandland Electric is going all-wheel drive, adding a second motor. Most powerful EV they've ever made, by the way, a Vauxhall Opel, in other words. 320 horsepower, 73 kilowatt hour pack, 311 miles WLTP. Here's the weird thing. It's cheaper to buy here than the single motor version. Work that out. But it's £1,500 less. Waymo will start running their electric Jaguar I-Paces round London, UK. They're operating in 6 states in the US, but now, following their expansion to Japan, coming here as well, that's going to be really interesting. Rivian's RJ Scaringe, the CEO, saying that car makers have got to build your own in-house software if you possibly want to keep up with the rate of development, saying there's too much of a gap in if you have a third party writing code. These little islands of software that exist around vehicles all got to be joined up. Of course, he would say that. That's the way his company do it. But still, the Cybertrucks, which have been piling up in inventory for Tesla, they have a new outlet for them. Musk's other companies, they've been selling them in substantial numbers, according to today's report, to XAI. Not sure why they need a big fleet of Cybertrucks, but at least it gets them off of Tesla's books. And the New York Times has launched a new calculator to see the costs of driving an EV, but they can't input the difference between home charging and public charging, and that would be a big differentiator. That's briefly